Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Ooh, are you still mad?
Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
She cut her mom out of her life 5 years ago in a pretty ugly way, and now she's wondering, can things be forgiven? Welcome to Forgive and Forget here on a Friday. Jess, for those who have never been here before, you want to explain what we do here?
Listeners reach out to Kramer and myself when they want to give an apology or when they want to ask for an apology.
And if you ever want to be on the segment, Kramer at mix1065baltimore.com. Hey, Paige from Westminster, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. So do you want to ask for forgiveness or do you want to give forgiveness, I guess?
Today, I am asking for forgiveness.
Okay.
Explain.
So it's going to be with my mom, mm-hmm. but a little backstory. My dad passed away a while ago, and after he passed, I moved in with my mom, and I lived there for about 2 years since his passing, and towards the end of my time there, I actually started seeing this guy, and my mom was not supportive of the relationship.
Okay.
She thought that he was bad news, you know, and really tried to warn me, really did not like him for multiple reasons, and I just didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it tore us apart. And I felt like my mom was just trying to keep me all to herself and not want me to move on, and was putting all the blame on this, on this guy when it wasn't his fault. That's kind of what I thought. And I essentially sort of cut her out, and I ended up moving out, and it really, really hurt our relationship as mother and daughter. And long story short, it turns out she was right, of course, because
yeah.
Mothers are always right, aren't they?
Moms have a way of doing that, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy was horrible. He was bad. It was a terrible situation. We did end up splitting.
Mm-hmm.
And, but since then, I still haven't been able to rekindle this relationship with my mom, and I guess you could say I'm sort of like a self-proclaimed stubborn person. And I'm questioning where we stand with our relationship, and now where you guys come in. Mother's Day is here, and I've got, it's on my mind. And I actually have a small child now. I have a little girl, and she's very young. She's not even one yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in my head that, the most important thing in life is your mother and that relationship. And I am hoping that she will be able to forgive me. And I thought having you guys kind of help me foster this, help me I thought it would be maybe an easier way to do this.
Your mother much better than we do. I mean, do you what do you think she's going to feel at this point?
I'm hoping that if she hears from me that I am understanding of what happened with our relationship, and that I forgive, right? If I think if she can hear that from me, I'm hoping she will be able to come back into my life and we can start over in a way.
How long has it been since you guys have spoke?
It's been like 4.5 years since I've been out of her house. And it's been quite a long time since we've actually spoken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Obviously, we want this to go positively, and we hope that she's going to be super happy and excited. But I think that we also have to be mentally prepared if she's not okay
with
this.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I'm kind of putting her on the spot with this.
Right.
So
here's how this works is we're going to play a song or two, and then we'll come back here. And Gail knows, that's your mom, she knows it's you, by the way. I didn't even have to say when I said there's somebody that wants to ask for an apology. She knows it's you. How will she, you know, receive all this? So that's what we're going to find out with Forgive and Forget next on Mix 106.5. This is Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday. If you're just joining our show, we're about to reunite Paige and her mother with Forgive and Forget.
Paige was living with her mom, and they were really close, and she actually moved in with her mom after her dad passed away. She was there for about 2 years, and then she met a guy who ended up just being the most toxic, unhealthy situation for her. And her mom didn't support the relationship and tried to warn her and try to keep her away from this man. But unfortunately, Paige didn't listen, and she pretty much just cut her mother out of her life. And since then, now she has a daughter, and she wants to rekindle her relationship with her mom. And it's been almost 5 years since they've really talked.
Right. So, let me get Gail on first. Hey, Gail. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. You know, you and I talked yesterday, and I didn't tell you exactly who it is that's going to, you know, offer some forgiveness, but you have a pretty good suspicion of who this can be, right?
I'm hoping it's my daughter.
Well, luckily it is. Let me get Paige on really quick. Hey, Paige, you there?
Hi.
We go.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
We are all here together, and Paige, I'll have you kind of explain.
Well, I'm going to make this short and keep it to the point. I wanted to have you on this call because I thought it would be a really good way to reconnect with some help, you know, but with the priority of me letting you know that I wanted to apologize, and I hope that you will forgive me. I, at the time, didn't want to listen to you, and it pushed me away and made me resent you. And these years later, now that I have a daughter, I want to listen to you, and I want you to be there for me. I want your guidance and your support, and I've realized that, and I need you. Hopefully, we can put everything aside and maybe start fresh.
Oh, you ever hear the expression, mother knows best, for heaven's sake? I'm just so happy. I'm crying happy tears. I'm thrilled that you've come to this. Mm-hmm. And our time on this earth is so short. And, you know, after your father and everything, it was great having you there. I just feel like we will always be connected, but this means so much to me, and this is going to be the best Mother's Day ever.
well, tell us this, you know, because obviously with Paige, you know, she said that you tried to reach out multiple times while she was in this relationship, and then you basically had, you stopped. Why did you stop? Because I guess that was the apprehension of...
That's why it's taken her so long.
Coming back together now is almost like how you would feel. But talking to you today, so lovely, by the way, you don't seem like there's no qualms here, you know?
I've watched a lot of television and heard a lot of therapists talk about this kind of situation where, you know, the daughter or the son cannot hear what the parent has to say about, you know, whoever they're seeing. And I may have overstepped. I was so adamant about this guy, and she just wasn't ready for me to interfere, I guess.
Listen, like I said, we I don't think we're going to be able to just go back to what it was, you know, before everything. But this is such a good start. I think in those years, without me wanting to believe it or accept it, I realized how much I need you, Mom, even more than I know, you know?
Oh, I love you, honey. I've always loved you. And that just doesn't stop.
Well, let me say this. This is awesome, by the way. I'm so glad this finally happened. And obviously,
oh, me too.
Long overdue. But yeah. To both of you, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
All participants have given their express consent to appear on Forgive and Forget.
Ready to squash your beef?
Email Kramer at mix1065baltimore.com.
Now,
Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Hello, and greetings, salutations, and a happy Friday.
Happy
everyone.
Friday!
Yeah, man.
Look at the sky! It's Friday. It's kind of purple and pinkish and blue. It could be, honestly, it could be like 10 a.m. outside. That's how bright it is right now.
Sometimes I feel like you're my child.
I'm telling you, the spring, like the sun does something different to me.
Childlike nature that comes out of you. Just didn't act like this in February, by the way.
No, because I was like, I can't move my fingers. And my heart is cold.
Cold is trippy, man. What up, 6 o'clock club? How are we feeling? Do some shout-outs this morning. If you are awake with us, then you're part of the club. That's all it takes. No entry fee. Might start charging soon. I'm just
never
kidding.
I will never, ever. Don't you worry about it. I got you.
No, but also, like, if you're a mom and you want to let us know, then we can give you a happy Mother's Day shout-out, too, for our mothers of the 6 o'clock club. 410-583-1065.
Carrie is so very good morning, Veronica. Hello, Mama S, Johnny E, Dante, Canton Kurt, and Canton Karen. Good morning, Summers, Jim at USCG, beautiful Beverly, Kenny from PA, Juan and a million checking in. Mr. Spicy is here. Katie from Chestertown, Lori, Drew H, Holston, Hope a Dope, Sarah and Sue also want to wish happy Mother's Day to all of our 6 o'clock club moms.
Yes.
Mr. W, good morning. John the Wheelman, hello. Delightful Debbie, Chase from Westminster, our Kinder Care ladies, Karen and Amber, West Essential, Lisa, Dispatcher D of the Eastern Shore, Magic Mike, Mandy and Dave, Christina and Noelle and Carney. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man. Good to see you guys. Since it is Mother's Day weekend, I thought I would share something with you. A weird way to kick off a Friday show.
What?
There's a video going viral this morning of parents trying to teach their baby to say mama.
Uh-huh.
But they realize that this child, I don't think they know the child's like playing around or not. So how old's a kid when it talks?
When it...
6 months?
How old a kid? How old's a kid talks, when it talks?
When it talks, I don't know. Like 6 months?
That's not
baby. Listen to this, though. They're calling this the demonic baby. This is real. Listen.
Oh, AJ, come to see mama.
Mama.
Oh, yes.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
AJ, come to see mama.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
Oh, you know, the dad did that.
Tell me you would not be completely freaked out.
That's all dad.
That's the first time you heard your child's voice.
That is
say
so
your name.
Funny.
Mama. Like, what?
Oh,
no.
You know, dad spent hours.
Oh, totally. Working on that one.
Repeat after me.
Mama. So, happy Mother's Day. Also, I always think it's amiss if we don't mention Mother's Day, not always the happiest day for people. I know this weekend can bring a lot of emotions. Maybe you lost your mother in the past year.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're not able to conceive or something like that. So
yeah.
I also want to point that out, too, that while a lot of people are celebrating, there's a lot of people this weekend is
it's
uncomfortable
hard.
For, too. So mm-hmm. We just want to say we see you and recognize you, too. So it's not always the easiest ones. We get that. Welcome to our Friday show. So happy you're here. Make sure you're texting us. We want to say hi to each and every single one of you. 410-583-1065.
Mix 1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
You know, sometimes that is the accomplishment of the week, isn't it? That you just made it a Friday.
Yes.
You're here. Top three trending stories in the city. Here we go.
Number three.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is looking to give the COVID vaccine to tourists. And so to do it, they want to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and mobile sites around the city. Their idea is to set up shop at Times Square, Brooklyn Bridge Park, Central Park, and other hot tourist spots. And the mayor says this will be a positive message to tourists as the city pumps millions of dollars into an ad campaign to bring back tourism. But now the city just needs approval from the state to vaccinate out-of-towners.
I mean, I don't think it's a terrible idea. I wonder if they'll bring that to Baltimore now, too. You know, if that's like a thing, if the major cities will start to get that.
For tourists? I'm just thinking with...
Especially New York, because New York is such a hot spot for
it. Would you get a vaccine on vacation? Like, mentally... You know, put yourself in that mindset because...
No, but if I came from overseas where it's not as easy, possibly. You know, I'm trying to think of scenarios where that might be a thing, right?
I
feel like by the summer, those that want it, it's so easy to get a vaccine now, or it's a lot easier, I should say, to get a vaccine than it was. So it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense, but I mean, why not? Why not offer it? Even if it's five people. It's five people, right?
That's a little weird to me.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why? What's the difference?
I don't know why.
You walked into Timonium Fairgrounds. You don't know any of those people.
But this is my home. I don't want to get a vaccine in another place.
Oh, like just...
I don't know why I feel that way, but that makes me uncomfortable for some reason.
I can see that. Like if something were to, like, you were to get side effects or whatever and you're on vacation.
I just want to be at home, you know?
Okay, got it.
Number two.
It is New Music Friday, and Pink just dropped her new song, All I Know So Far, the title of her new album, which will be released May 21st, and we'll also be playing it every hour on Mix 106.5 until 5 p.m., every other hour on Mix 106.5 until 5 p.m., and the album actually goes along with her new concert documentary, Pink, All I Know So Far, which also debuts on May 21st on Amazon Prime.
That's all I know so far.
I like it.
I love her so much.
I mean, it's classic Pink. They're always her. Like feel good, you know.
Yeah. And in other music news, Coldplay also just dropped their new single, Higher Power, which was produced by hitmaker Max Martin. And the song actually had its world premiere as an extraterrestrial transmission on the International Space Station by a French ESA astronaut.
Why?
So, I mean, they played it on space. Isn't that cool?
I mean, it's cool, but why? Okay. You've got a higher power. Got me
singing every second. Dancing every hour. I love it. Oh, yeah. You've got a higher power. And she really saw me.
That made me feel like I was at church.
Two feel-good songs for your Friday. That made me happy.
Number one.
Today, May 7th, is Military Spouse Appreciation Day. And always the Friday before Mother's Day, Military Spouse Day was created to honor the spouses of those who serve in our armed forces. President Ronald Reagan recognized the importance of spouse commitment to the readiness and well-being of military members and declared May 23rd in 1984 the first Military Spouse Day. And then the U.S. Secretary of Defense at the time, he standardized the date by declaring the Friday preceding Mother's Day as Military Spouse Day. So shout out to all of our military spouses today, and thank you for your strength and everything that you sacrificed.
It's one of the hardest gigs out there, man. Like, we have so much respect for the military, but I feel like military families have got even a harder gig.
Yeah.
Because at any point, like, you just got to go with the flow. You got to go with the flow, you know? So a lot of respect for you guys. Also, obviously, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers that are listening. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Kramer and Jess. Mega. Minute.
Mix 106.5. I really want to knock this round out today.
Especially it's Friday. Ooh. It's beautiful. The sky is blue.
Man, we've been playing this round forever. Welcome to the Mega Prize Minute. We said for such a high intensity round, we need a great caller. I'm going to line number 25. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Woo! We are so good. You've been paying attention. I know you have.
I have. Happy Friday.
Happy freaking Friday, Lisa. Lisa, are you a mother?
No.
You're not a mother. Well, I can't say you Happy Mother's Day.
A mother of a dog.
Happy Dog Mother's Day.
Yeah, no, that counts.
Also takes a lot of responsibility in this world, so we'll say it to all of our dog moms out there, too. Happy Mother's Day, that's for sure. Lisa, let's do it. Come on. Can we knock out the game today?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, here we go. 10 trivia questions. Same 10 questions we've had for about 2.5 months now. if you get them all right, we have got $200 in scratch-off tickets from the Maryland Lottery. We do have a very, few rules that are very specific, so please pay attention to them.
If you get one wrong, you're out. If you mispronounce the answer, you're out. If you take longer than 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, you're out. But if you get all 10 questions right within 1 minute, you are winning $200 in Maryland Lottery Summer of Fun scratch-offs. Lisa, are you ready?
Ready.
60 seconds starts now.
Question number one, are you on your way to work right now?
No.
Correct.
Question number two, the Bay Bridge connects Annapolis to which city?
Stevensville.
Correct.
Question number three, what day in May is Jess's birthday?
May 22nd.
Correct.
Question number four, what's the first day in May that the Yankees will take on the Orioles?
May 14th.
Correct.
Question number five, what movie won the Oscar for Best Picture this year?
Nomadland.
Correct.
Question number six, what's the Mega Millions jackpot right now?
$370 million.
Correct.
Question number, whatever this next one is. Maryland was named in honor of who?
Queen Henrietta Maria.
Correct.
Next question. What's Kramer's goal weight?
180 pounds.
Correct.
Question number nine. J-Lo called off her marriage to Ben Affleck how many days before the wedding?
Four.
Correct.
Question number 10. What is the top prize for the Maryland Lottery Summer Fun Scratch-Off?
$10,000.
Yeah! Yes!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lisa. Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Woo! Woo, thank you.
Yay.
I was like, please don't mispronounce one. Please don't say the wrong city. Please know how much the Summer Fun Scratchers give you to win up to $10,000. Oh, my God. Our dog mom came through today and finished this round up. Lisa, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So here's what we asked, though. Now that you've got $200 in scratch-off tickets, will you promise you'll call us back and let us know how much you actually won off these scratchers?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
That is so much fun. Can I tell you some Tawny Town drama that I ran into yesterday? My God. You know, sometimes you just run in. You're not looking for drama, but you just run into it.
Yes.
This will be a soap opera. I don't know how part two goes, but part one was so damn intriguing. So yesterday, Jess and I are up in Tawny Town to get some work done, and as I was leaving, I need to stop by CVS to get some antacids. My stomach's feeling a little acidy, right?
Okay.
Stop in, grab my antacids, walk over to the counter. I'm a couple people behind, and I noticed that the couple ahead of me, they are a little kissy-wissy, you know what I mean? Like, there's kind of like
PDA.
A lot of PDA going on.
Okay.
They happen to be buying, and this is a family show, so go with me here. Things that you may buy if you don't want to be a mother on Mother's Day.
Okay.
Certain things to prevent that.
Okay.
Are we on the same page?
Yes.
Okay. So they go up to the cash register.
So they're in line and they have this.
Yes.
Okay.
And checks them out. And the guy goes, hey, can I get the receipt for that? And she goes, no, your account, like the way your account is set up, like we email you your receipts instead. And like everything paused. You could feel the tension. Hang on. The tension. And I was trying to then figure out, like, what, like, why is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Do you just hate the environment and want your paper receipt?
Chill. Some people like paper records.
It's fine. But here's the thing. Come to find out, their CVS account is linked to the wife's email address. The wife's email address. The woman he was with.
That's why he didn't want to send.
To actually send it over there. He's like, oh my God, can you unsend that? Is there any way? She's like, no. Like, after it's sent, you can't unsend it.
So he tried to put in the points so he could get the points. Puts in the number. No, no.
Saw this my own two eyes yesterday.
Oh, you. Oh,
Tawny
you
Town
better not.
Drama went down in front of me, so. I'm just, here's some advice.
One, don't cheat.
Don't cheat, okay?
Period.
Step one, don't cheat. Step two, if you're going to, try not to get your extra care bucks off things that you're using.
Maybe not a priority while you're out here making mistakes in these streets. I am upset.
I thought about that all day yesterday, man. Oh, so many mistakes in that whole situation. All right. Jess, on that note, you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning to everyone except that guy.
Except that dumb guy with the extra care bucks.
You know who you are. You better not get those discounts. You don't deserve them.
He saved a dollar, though. So
whatever.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
That's what he gets, too. That's what 100%.
He gets. 100%. Listen.
How
listen.
Dare you?
Let's focus on that point for
How
a second.
How dare you cheat and still try to get discounts?
The universe always gives you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad. Always gives you what you need. I mean, why would you try to get a dollar off or whatever it is?
Like, stop it.
Happy Friday. Top three trending stories in Baltimore. Here we go.
Number three.
Nearly perfect against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. John Means made Major League history when he threw the O's first solo hitter since 1969 in that 6-0 win. And now you can get a limited edition bobblehead of the Orioles' newest star.
Wow.
FOCO, a national sports products manufacturer, said they are releasing 113 bobbleheads of John Means. Each one costs $50. The actual bobblehead is apparently still being designed, but they're available to be pre-ordered at FOCO.com. That's F-O-C-O.com. And the Orioles open a four-game series at home against Boston tonight at 7:05 p.m.
So cool.
Number two.
Nearly 2 years after his divorce from Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth might be ready to walk down the aisle again. Things are apparently getting pretty serious with his girlfriend, Gabriella Brooks. Cyrus and Hemsworth called off their marriage back in August of 2019, and a source tells US Weekly that Liam is ready to be a husband again. They're keeping things private for now, but the insider says their friends and family are in the know and that an engagement is literally right around the corner. But after one divorce, Liam is making sure he's found the one this time, and he just wants to be super confident in this relationship.
Yeah, that sounds good, right? We're happy for him.
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go.
Number one.
Okay, be honest. Are you more excited about seeing your mom on Sunday or for brunch? Because a new study looked at Google searches to figure out what Mother's Day brunch food is the most popular in every state. Some kind of breakfast meat was number one in 21 states, sausage in 13, bacon in 8, pancakes, French toast, or waffles were number one in 10 states. There were 5 states where some type of booze is what people are looking forward to most for Mother's Day. Bloody Marys won 4. Only one state got mimosas, and it was Montana.
Okay, Montana.
I didn't know Montana was a mimosa state.
Do your thing.
And finally, New York clearly had the least exciting answer because what they're looking forward to most is oatmeal.
Oh.
Lame. What do you think is Maryland's?
I already saw it. And I'm not mad about it. Yeah, sorry. I looked earlier.
The most popular Mother's Day brunch food in Maryland is chicken and waffle.
That's so cool, man.
Happy Mother's Day if we don't talk to you before, you know, you're out of here. But we love you so much and happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers.
Also want to say, listen, any kind of holiday weekend like this can obviously be really hard for some people too.
Absolutely.
I think we would be amiss if we didn't also mention, listen, maybe you lost your mother this year. Maybe you're a woman that can't conceive, or for whatever reason, this weekend brings you, like, you know, rough feelings. Just know we love you.
Yes.
And we're here for you, you know?
Absolutely.
For sure.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Friday. Welcome, friends. In case you're new to this, we do this every Friday, and it's a look back on to the week of Jessica's tears. Now, Jess is, you know, every group's got a sensitive friend in it, and in our group of friends, that's Jess.
Yeah, I'm emotional and passionate.
Yes.
I have a lot of feelings.
That you do.
Yeah.
And she can cry for, like actual sad reasons. She can cry because, like, it catches her off guard. The commercial comes on, and we've heard all kind of things over the last couple of weeks of playing this game.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is Jess is going to present us with three reasons of why she cried over the week. Only one of those stories is true, and we try to ask you, can you guess which one is the actual real cry of the week just by her telling you these stories? So, without further ado, friends, Friday Cry Day.
Story number one. So, my best friends are planning something for Mother's Day weekend. It's basically like four of my best friends. And then their moms and my moms. And they're just going to have this big mom party this weekend for Mother's Day.
Okay.
And I think that's fantastic.
Sounds nice.
I love it. It sounds really, really nice. But I just feel really left out. And it's making me sad. Like, I'm happy for them. Like, when they call me about the plans and that they're so excited and what they want to do. And I just, like, have to be positive about it. And then when I get off the phone, I cry.
So to your mom's face, like, oh, my God, Mom, that's so happy for you.
That's so fun. I love that for you guys.
Okay, I can believe that one. All right, story number two on Friday Cry Day.
Oh, my gosh, story number two. So This week, I just had like a really bad night's sleep. I was really tired. I woke up. I ran out of coffee because I usually like to make my coffee at the house. And then I forgot I didn't pick it up at the grocery store. So I was upset and I was like, it's fine. I'll just get coffee when I come to work. And I come to work and like we have like a super awesome little machine with the K-cups. And I was anticipating there to be like Dunkin' there when I got there. And there wasn't. And it was just the random, lame off-brand. And it doesn't, you know what off-brand I'm talking about? You don't want that. You don't want that one.
We got some nasty ones here, too.
You want the Dunkin'. And it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just, that morning was not the morning that it didn't need to be there. And I was upset. And I just, like, cried a little bit in the bathroom.
Okay. I can believe that one. Number three, Friday Karate.
Okay, story number three. So, my boyfriend Garage Boy and I work out together, right? We go to the gym together. We go to Merit. We work out the same amount. We work out four times a week. I work out so hard.
You do.
My workouts are super, like, high-intensity circuit training.
Work your butt off.
We eat the same.
Yeah.
So, like, during the week, we're, like, more strict. And on the weekends, all I look forward to is having crab dip on the weekend. We're doing everything the same, but our bodies are not changing the same way. And it's really ticking me off. Like, he's over here just getting more defined and muscly, and like I'm gaining weight because I'm like starting to eat more fun things on the weekends, and I have been probably just like whatever, like what else do I have?
So he's losing weight, you're gaining weight.
Yeah,
even though you're doing the same workout,
we're doing the same stuff.
It is the curse of the woman sometimes. I do feel bad for y'all for that, by the way,
and I cried about it. So that was my week.
Kim from Parkville. Hi, Kim.
Hey, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Hi. Okay, welcome to Friday Karate. It's America's favorite game. Which one do you think was the actual cry?
I think it's three because it just sounds like a total PMS relatable content woman thing that is... I just relate to it, and the crab dip part is what felt the most believable.
Okay, yeah, okay, it's very Maryland of you. Jess, was it number three?
It was number three.
Really?
Yeah.
I broke down in the kitchen. Like, we got home from the gym. Wow. I'm, like, making dinner, and I low-key snapped. And I was just, like, I, like, weighed myself, and I was like, you know what? I'm upset, and it's not fair, and your arms look fantastic, and you're leaning out, and you look great, and I'm just over here gaining weight, and it's just, I hate it. Like, it's not cool.
It is, listen, there's nothing more frustrating than, like, working your butt off for a week, you know, and you're, like, making sacrifices, you're eating right, you're going to the gym, you're sweating even, you're pushing 10 extra minutes, 15 extra minutes, a few extra reps, whatever, only at the end of the week to be the same or worse than you were when you first got there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. It is the worst. Well, Kim, I'm glad you can relate, and congratulations. Our winner of Friday Karate right here, Kim.
Yay!
Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess mornings in Baltimore's best music mix all day.
We're going to call this the karaoke quiz this morning.
What is this?
Have a little fun for this. So they just came out with a list of the top songs that are chosen for karaoke.
Okay.
Like, you go out with friends. Remember back in the day we used to go out with friends?
Right. It was a wonderful time. Yeah,
these are the songs that people choose more than others. Okay. So what I thought we'd do... So we're going to run down the top five. Uh-huh. Jess obviously doesn't have the lyrics in front of her.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But I want to see just off the top. I mean, these are the five most popular chosen songs to sing.
I'm also being put on the spot.
Yeah, she had no idea.
Not prepared. My hands are sweating. I don't like that.
It's our very first and probably last karaoke.
I don't even have the words.
Quiz with Jess. Number five song, Jess. Shallow from A Star Is Born. Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Familiar with it?
I mean, not honestly. Not in my repertoire.
Well, I'm going to give you about a 5-second lead in and then go for it.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is,
touches, I dive in. I never leave the
ground.
Go ahead, yeah? Ready?
Okay.
Go. Caught in the.
Okay. La 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 la.
We're
something
out to the shallow.
What's number two?
Yeah, that was number five. Number four.
Oh, thank goodness.
But Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, this is... Okay, you know, you did this to me on purpose. This is so...
This one, they actually sing with you.
Okay,
okay, good. So let's see how you do. Jess's karaoke quiz. Gonna lead in.
Is this the real life?
Is this
what's that
reality? Fantasy? Dang it. Something.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
I knew that part. I knew that part.
No, you're doing awful of this. Number three is Old Town Road, okay?
Okay.
Come on, Lil Nas X, popular song, what, two summers ago?
Yeah, but...
I'm going to lead you in on this one, okay?
Oh, man. Is it starting already?
Yeah, an old road and you ride...
Till I can't no more. Okay, when these songs play, I'm humming along. Okay, what's the next one?
Are you really that bad? Or are you just playing along?
I swear to you.
I want to skip over number two.
I genuinely don't. I don't. Like, these songs are not in my brain.
These are the top five most popular songs that are chosen at karaoke.
Where's I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston?
No, here we go.
See, this is disrespectful. This is the most disrespectful list I've ever heard in my life.
No way you're going to get this one.
What is it?
Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Play it all the time on Mix.
Dance Monkey.
No.
Oh, this girl. See, I was all thinking.
Okay, here we go. I said.
Why would I know these songs? Give me Never Too Much by Luther. Come on. What's number one?
If you don't know this one, we're in trouble. Number one song chosen in karaoke
is
Frozen, Let It Go.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna lead you
in. Can I have the chorus?
This is the chorus leading in. Here we go. Ready?
Can you sing it?
Let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Something's on the door. I don't care what they're going to say.
Why was that 10 times more painful than I thought it was going to be?
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. I'm sorry.
Have you ever had a friend tell you something that was so offensive to you that you almost wanted to go ask another friend if it was true about you?
I'm assuming this has to do with you.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, when a friend comes to you, like, hey, did you know this about yourself? And you're like, no.
What happened?
Talking to your friend last night. We have a mutual friend who just became single. Well, it's more of her friend than my friend. And so I was kind of joking around with her. And I was like, well, do you mind? Why don't you set me up with her? Okay. Total joke, but like, you know, there.
Yes.
She stopped in her tracks and she was like, I would never set you up with somebody. And I was like, wow, that's like, so that like, it like took me back a little bit, right? Because I was like.
She was serious.
She wasn't playing. Like, it was said in jest,
yes,
but like,
yes.
It wasn't a joke, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I asked her, I'm like, why would you not set me up with somebody that you know, especially, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think you should vouch for me. I'm one of your friends, you know? I'm not going to tell you the reason she told me yet. I want to ask you that same question first, Jess. Would you ever set me up with somebody, you and I as friends?
Right.
Would you ever set me up, especially with somebody that you know? Like, one of your friends comes to you, like, hey, you got a good guy I could go out with? You know, we'll say she's in her mid-30s. Mm-hmm. Would you ever recommend me?
Okay, even taking our work relationship out of the equation.
Yes.
It's then I'm putting my friend on the table to be spoken about in multiple platforms. And if she gets upset, if she doesn't like what is said, if she gets offended.
Take radio out of it. Like, which is me and you as humans.
Okay, yeah. Out of it, then yeah, I don't see why not. And I've done this before, but I always set the groundwork. I'm not responsible if somebody gets mad at somebody, if it doesn't work out, not my fault, not my problem. Leave me out of it. But I have been burned in those situations. So something like that does make me scared because I was in the same exact situation with a girlfriend of mine and my friend's brother. She wanted me to set them up. I said, are you sure? Because if it doesn't work out, I'm still friends with both of you and I'm very close with both of you.
Yeah.
And didn't work out.
See,
she was upset and she expected me to stop being friends with him.
Oh, no. See, you know? That's awkward.
What?
My friend last night told me that because I don't know what I want. She's like, I can't set you up with somebody. You know what you want. Like, I would never put myself in those shows. I'm like, dang, man.
Well, that's true, though. You don't know what you want.
Like, stab in the heart. But you're my friend. You're not supposed to tell me that. You know what I mean?
She is your friend. She is supposed to tell you that.
No, I don't know.
You didn't want that honesty at the time?
I would recommend any of my friends to date anybody because I'm a good friend. That's what I do. You know, like that's what friends look out for, the friends like that. If you saw somebody you thought would be compatible with them.
But you don't know what you want. Easy. So if she has a friend that wants to be in a relationship, why would she push her towards someone that doesn't want to commit right now?
It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow last night. I mean, it felt weird. I'm like, me? Non-committal? The guy that's been single for 3 years? What do you mean? Doesn't make sense. So thank you for that feedback.
Well, how does that make you feel then?
I mean, pretty crappy.
But why?
Because I feel like my friends are like, y'all should look out for me. Y'all should be looking out for your boy constantly. And if you see someone that's compatible.
But do you understand where she's coming from, though? Why would she put someone in your corner when you don't want to settle down yet and don't know what you want?
I didn't say I don't want to settle down. It's new year, new me.
No, but you have literally said on air and on the podcast that you don't know what you want yet. So why would someone do that?
I don't know what I can handle yet. I think that's probably a better way of putting that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.